This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. This spring, San Francisco got a new police chief, the nation's first Asian-American woman to run a big city police department. She came up through San Francisco's rank and file and is known for sweating the details and avoiding the spotlight. She takes command of a police department still trying to recover from an embarrassing scandal and the slaying of one of its own. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has this profile of Heather Fong.
By her own account, Heather Fong is not your typical cop or leader.
I'm a very private person. I'm not loud. I don't yell. People think that police officers are generally loud. They yell. They, you know, just do things that I don't do. And I think that if you talk to people within this department, they know that I'm a shy person. I have to be a little more outspoken now.
Yet this 47-year-old San Francisco native has been thrust into the spotlight in a city demanding that its police department regain the public's respect. That respect began to erode last year when the police chief and his top deputies were indicted, briefly, for an alleged cover-up. And that was after three off-duty cops got into a street brawl over a bag of fajitas. Peter Keene, a law professor and member of the police commission, says the scandal tainted the top command.
The police command structure of San Francisco, pre-Fajita Gate, was almost entirely a group of police officers who had come up through the ranks as narcotics investigators back in the 70s. And many of them had been tarred sort of with the Dirty Harry type of macho cowboy cop brush, sort of the Popeye Doyle type thing.
The charges were eventually dropped, but the damage was done, and the police chief retired. And a few months later, San Francisco's newly elected mayor, Gavin Newsom, tapped Fong as his new chief, in part, he says, because she was untainted by the scandal and never campaigned for the job.
She's been in the department for decades. She's been in almost working in almost every capacity within the department. She's done it with integrity and decency, tremendous honesty in terms of her approach to the job. She has respect from almost every conceivable camp. She's able to walk in between the disparate factions within the department quite remarkably and was well respected by the general public.
And there's no mistaking Fong's popularity.
Please welcome San Francisco's Chief of Police, Heather Fong.
In front of this crowd of city leaders, Fong hits on the theme she's taking around the city.
We know that the police department by itself cannot do everything that it's challenged with doing. It is truly with the spirit of working with the community and both the public and the private sector that you can have the best police department that you would like to have.
The unassuming Fong is the first to admit she's not completely at ease in these settings. She's made a career out of keeping a low profile, yet managing to be in the right place at the right time. As a rookie cop in 1977, she helped crack a dangerous Chinatown gang. Her secrets? Fluency in Cantonese and a willingness to transcribe hours of wiretaps. Later, she walked a street beat where her mild manner won over immigrant business owners. Fong became the police academy's first female instructor and later investigated child abuse cases. Peter Keene of the police commission.
If you were to design a police chief for San Francisco at this moment, just a hypothetical one, you'd come up with Heather Fong. I know of no one who speaks ill of Heather Fong.
Supporters say she was an easy and a wise choice in a city that is more than 30% Asian. Yet recent events are putting Fong's leadership skills to the test. 2 days before her appointment, an undercover officer, Isaac Espinosa, was gunned down in a predominantly African-American neighborhood by a reputed gang member bearing an AK-47. Police union leader Gary Delanis demanded that the district attorney seek the death penalty for the alleged assailant.
Isaac made the ultimate sacrifice protecting the citizens of San Francisco. We believe that in the interest of justice, his killer should also pay that ultimate price.
The DA's refusal set off a political firestorm. Chief Fong wrote a letter supporting her rank and file, but made no other public comment. A month later, police killed a black motorist, Cameron Boyd, who was allegedly firing at them during a high-speed car chase. The shooting led to suspicions in San Francisco's black community that the police were jittery or trigger-happy after Officer Espinosa's slaying. Fong calls those suspicions unfortunate, even as she acknowledges that they represent another challenge for her.
I'm not a miracle worker. I'm someone who cares a lot about the public, a lot about San Francisco, a lot about this police department. The commitment that I have made is to work hard not on our own, but together with the community, to restore that shaken confidence.
Fong's other challenge is in dealing with a highly politicized police commission that will investigate the Cameron Boyd shooting. As Commissioner Keene sees it, Fong faces a delicate balancing act to reform her department, rebuild public trust, and still maintain the loyalty of her rank and file. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.